NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The offseason continues, and we've already watched everything the Las Vegas Summer League has to offer. Also, we're going to be talking about Allen Iverson, Anthony Edwards throwing a football, maybe Charles Barkley swinging a golf club, and many other legendary non-basketball performances from our favorite basketball players. And listeners, guess what? We're trying out a new seamless opening that we know you're going to love. Which means we also now got to talk about what's going on in the offseason, what kind of movements we're seeing. We're going to look at the Timberwolves going all in all the player movement and deals from the start of the free agency period with Nike senior community lead Jasmine Watkins. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties.
Boom.
That was actually one of the...
Yeah, we nailed it.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Okay.
We're here. We did it.
Welcome, y'all, to another edition of Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. It's, you know, it's that silly season, the in-between times where we look at all the potential things that could happen with hope in our hearts and anger in our fists. But let's introduce today's guest. Jasmine Watkins is joining us, someone who I already know I'm going to get along with because she's a lifelong Lakers fan and a Southern California native, but obviously moved out to Atlanta, Georgia, where she did other things as well. But Jasmine, thanks so much for popping on the show.
It is my pleasure. You know, anytime I can connect with other Laker fans, it's always great. And even non-Laker fans as well.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I have always identified
just not even as a fan of any team, just as a non-Lakers fan. That's just how that's how the rest of the world views themselves. They're like, oh, me? Yeah, I'm a non-Lakers fan. I live in Barcelona, Spain, and I mostly identify as a non-Lakers fan because I didn't earn it.
So brave. Wait, so Jasmine, you grew up in Atlanta, right?
Correct.
And so Jabari was saying that it's not entirely Laker hate in Atlanta. What's the vibe there if you're a Laker fan?
It's great. I found a lot of Laker other fans in there. And yeah, it's a great time. People in Atlanta, they just want to chill. They go with the vibes. Right. It's a winning city as long as you root for a team outside the city. Well except for the Braves now.
The Braves, they won.
Yeah.
As I say that with my tear-soaked Dodgers hat on.
Right.
Poor thing.
Yeah, what can you do? Okay, well, that's good to know. I was always curious about, you know, because sometimes flying that purple and gold in other parts of the country can be a bit of a conversation starter.
Well, it's not Boston. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Right.
People in Atlanta are very chill.
Yeah, that's really the only place, because that's the only time I've ever had something to say to somebody is being in LA and somebody like rocking heavy Celtics gear. And I'm like, oh, cool. I would say, hey, cool outfit. Cool outfit.
So you're a tough guy, huh? Like,
oh, so you're a tough guy, huh? Wait, what?
What are you most excited about the upcoming NBA season, National Basketball Association season? I liked also, Miles, that you called the what teams were doing in the offseason movements instead of moves.
Yeah.
I've never heard that, but that is kind of classier and also makes it sound like it's like a dance recital.
Yeah, or a physical process.
Yeah.
With tremendous roster movements.
Very official. I like it. I would say, okay, this is me being very like Laker focused on what I saw in Summer League. I really like Scottie Pippen Jr.
Mm-hmm.
So that obviously goes to the top of my list. But this kid, Chet, from OKC.
Yeah. That was my main takeaway from the Summer League. Wow.
Damn. It's been a minute since I have enjoyed watching some OKC. But it's bearable now.
Yeah. Did you? So I'll admit, I was not necessarily a hater going into it, but I was skeptical. I was like, sure, I get what we're seeing on paper.
Oh, so you watched him in the NCAA tournament?
Okay. Yeah. Right. I was like, what's going on with this? And then the Summer League, I was like, oh, like I feel like we've reached another, like a new phase of evolution, like in the sport.
Defense, offense, floor running. He can spread the floor. I'm all in. I got to be honest. And it's
right.
Very out of character for me to like a Midwestern team like this. Forgive me.
I think the whole thing about him being too easily backed down in those clips is a bunch of people who didn't expect him to play well, who only watched him in the NCAA tournament, put their chest out and were like, bust, and then are like me, which I did heading into the. I didn't put my chest out. I shriveled back and said maybe a bust, because that's more
definitely
my
rounded shoulders.
Yeah, rounded shoulders, and just said maybe a bust. I don't know. I don't know this stuff, but
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. I'm just saying stuff now.
That's how I deliver my hot takes. But I feel like those people manufacture the whole thing. Him being back down, which. Yeah, he doesn't look like he's a good one-on-one post defender, but he like right. when he's just roaming, he's dangerous on defense too, which is like that's a whole nother thing that like I did not see coming into the Summer League. Again, it's just the Summer League, but it's exciting.
But I'm not trying to draw comparisons, but you know who at the very beginning wasn't a great post defender, and then he became a force. This is also me getting back into my Lakers bag.
Please do.
Okay.
Kurt Rambis.
It's a he was always a force.
Okay.
Mark Mad Dog Matson.
Oh my God. Boom boom pow. Remember, I used to think Pau Gasol was so soft.
Yeah,
and then
that's
here he
right.
comes. He's in the weight room. He puts on maybe like an ounce of muscle and it works for him. So
yeah.
I give guys a little time to get their Giannis on and really build up them shoulders.
Went from smoking 3 packs of cigarettes a day to 2. You know, all the things that European players do to sacrifice to make it into the NBA, that will probably be cut. I was just joking.
Less pre-tip-off candy.
All right. A lot of moves, a lot of off-season movements happening.
Movements.
Zach LaVine is going to stick with the Bulls. Bradley Beal is sticking with the Wiz. Cat, big payday. Booker, big payday with the Suns. Ja. The Grizzlies apparently decided to, you know, extend him, keep him there for 5 years for some reason. We'll see
kind
if it works
gamble,
out. And Zion, which we spent a little time last week talking about Zion and the Pelicans. That's probably the number one team I'm most excited to see, like, what the difference is for them between, because they were already pretty fun to watch towards the end of last season. And now adding Zion is going to be very exciting. I think Minnesota's got to be up there, even though like I'm usually not like making Rudy Gobert like appointment viewing for myself. Like,
okay,
sure.
Putting Gobert behind like that roster is intriguing. I mean, they were the number one 3-point shooting team in the league last year, and they just didn't really have great interior defense. Like, they I don't know, they're already like one of my favorite teams to watch, and then. adding a defender at the rim could work out. What do y'all think?
Just personally, anything after the film Hustle came out, I'm all in for anything Ant does. So even though I was not listening to everything you just said, all I was thinking the whole time when you were talking was his performance in Hustle. And I'm like, this guy can do anything.
Sounds whack.
This guy can do anything. Unbelievable. But yeah, I'm definitely excited because I just off the strength of that series with the Grizzlies last season, I was like, oh my goodness, please. What iteration do we get next year?
France? Sounds whack. That's what I predicted. Is what he's going to be saying to Gobert. You're not feeling it, Jasmine?
I'm sketchy on it. I'm never like super high on Rudy Gobert to begin with. Good for Utah getting rid of him. You know, now hopefully the chemistry would be fire. Sorry. I'm so glad that that's over. Now we have another team for him to associate himself with. He has to come out and do some things. And good for Minnesota because they needed that. I don't think Kat was really going to get you all that you needed to get to the finals. And we'll see.
We will. Mm-hmm. All right. So the other teams that are poised to make a big leap, we got Denver, right? Getting Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. back, which the Michael Porter Jr. thing was not necessarily expected, but they just announced that they're expecting him to be ready for the season. They sorely needed. But, you know, when they were together in the bubble, they were a force.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think they lost to the Lakers, I believe.
I don't know who that is, but
yeah, don't worry. Just a small outfit from the Southern California region.
From Minnesota, I believe, right? They were the pre Timberwolves. That's right. Okay. I'm familiar.
Timberwolves, the beta version.
the beta Timberwolves. Yeah, I mean Jamal Murray, I will say, and I like many people haven't watched him in a long time, but like when he's locked in, you know, we talk a lot about like, you know, people going out of body on this podcast. Like his bubble performance was wild. Like the shot making that was happening was truly next level. So that's, I'm just excited to watch him play again.
Who do you think, I guess for the both of you, who do you feel like, as you see it, has tangibly, you know, the best prospects in this, like based on what you've seen in the offseason? Like, I get that we're excited at different levels, but for you, do either of you say, based on what I've seen so far, not to say that they're going to, win it all or anything, but say this, the improvement that I've seen here is probably going to translate to the most drastic improvement on the court.
Mm. I mean, for me, definitely the Sixers. Go ahead, Jasmine.
Are you serious?
No, not at all.
I mean, you never know. There are some James Harden stands out there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, and he's taking a pay cut, so he's doing the right thing.
Is that the right thing?
I have specifically not been following his off-season like workout routine, whether he got on TB12 or not. I just want to be surprised at the beginning of the season, just be like, wow, he's in great shape, is what I'm hoping for. So okay. We'll see. Follow the Sixers subreddit and just go in there and... Man, I can't even like get hope from it. They're like, no, I think this is what we need. We just need to stay pat and just like, you know, kind of let the team gel. And I'm like, man, I don't know.
Jasmine, what about you?
I'm gonna go. I'm not gonna say Lakers, even though that's relatively easy for me. I'm gonna go Pistons.
Mm.
Wow, biggest leap. I can see that.
Yeah, because they don't suck, but. They now, I mean, obviously, Marcade, who's that other kid?
Ivy.
Yeah. And then there's another one, Jalen. I think these are great young prospects. You know, they got a little Sam Presti building out there. Like, it's almost like an OKC of the mid, that's still the Midwest, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They've taken some crazy picks and made it into a decent roster move. It'll be a very fast roster. They can be watchable. They're not going to be the best in their division. I wasn't going to say conference, but they're not better than the Bulls, obviously.
Off the strength of, because I heard, I think they're bringing back the turquoise jerseys. They're going to have that for next season. Off the strength of that, I'm like, they're watchable. for like my nostalgic.
You know what's an underrated Pistons jersey? It's the same kind, but it's the red one. Like, You know how they had the teal, the red, and then they had the white ones, all right, in that Grant Hill style? I don't know why people like forget those like red maroon ones.
Oh, right, right, right.
That's a hidden gem.
Yeah. Well, look, time will tell if they revive that jersey. The Celtics is also another thing I feel like has a lot of talk swirling around it because, you know, the last we heard is like, well, KD, maybe? That could be a thing, although it seems
I
like...
I think if they added Kevin Durant to their roster, it would be a big improvement, Miles.
I don't know so much. I never heard about this team from Boston, so...
So, here's my thinking. You put a guaranteed bucket, one of the best scorers in the history of the league, on one of the best defensive teams of all time, I think they'd be pretty good. I think they'd be formidable.
Knowing that, right? Because I feel like this has also been the summer of like, man, it's this big, huge thing is happening. And then we're like, well, you know, we'll see. Because that's just the nature of the offseason. But as you see it, is that something that excites you? Is it something that you're like, I mean, granted, obviously, it's going to be good for something. Taking Kevin Durant's going to be a good thing. But, you know, what's your emotional connection to these?
I can go. I want Kevin Durant to stay put. Mm-hmm. I want Irving to also, if he's not going to the Lakers, I prefer him to stay put. I'd love to see them play together, all games if possible. And let's make this league exciting. I can't have him go to Boston. They have too much already.
Yeah, I agree. And it wouldn't be like that. People already hated on him for that. I'm sure like that's not the thing at the forefront of his mind, but that would be annoying. As me, a fan who just like loves seeing great players, like, and gets annoyed by like all the rhetoric around the LeBron hate, the KD hate, like that would just be annoying. And it has nothing to do with the fact that I sometimes have been known to root against the Celtics. It's nothing to do with that. The reason that I'm
for the takeosphere.
But let me say, this is the most likable Celtics team.
Yeah,
I'm not even salty that the Lakers took Lonzo Ball before Jason Tatum. This team, Marcus Smart, like everybody, yeah. Grant Williams, I love yep. him. I just do not like the Celtics.
Geriatric millennial icon Al Horford. I mean, that's how even as I found myself talking about the finals, I'm like, goodness. Normally, I can tap into 2008 or 9 and be like, you want to hear something?
Atlanta legend, Al Horford.
Right.
Do you think that you would still be okay with Tatum if your team had, say, traded up to avoid taking him and had the third pick and traded for the first pick and then not taken Tatum? Do you think you'd still be cool with that? Just to ask you hypothetically.
Oh, cause... Jack, I'm so sorry. I'm over here talking about my own pain, and I don't even recognize the pain that you've gone through.
You don't know what pain is, Jasmine.
Oh, really?
Y'all be talking about how Laker fans are delusional, and damn, I think y'all are right. Wow. I am so sorry.
Yeah.
Don't even mind that we didn't take him. Oh, did you trade to not take him? Did you trade up to not take him? Anyways, yeah, I don't know. Clippers, I'm also excited for the Clippers. I'm always excited. spoken like a true Lakers fan. I mean, that is Laker fans' treatment of the Clippers is one of the wildest things I've ever witnessed.
How so?
You've never seen a moon orbit another more substantial planet?
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I need to say anything else. Also, super producer Jabari in the chat, even keeled, knowledgeable, like sending us takes that are way too nuanced for our show for the most part. When I said that, caps. He wrote in all caps, "They deserve it." For a franchise that has not had. All right, we're not gonna.
This is a whole other. Podcast.
I'm not turning this into a. I'm excited for the Clippers. Shout out to too. Kawhi.
Shout out to a very well-rested John Wall.
Very refreshed, as very refreshed. Producer Jabari put it.
Very refreshed. Refresh yourself, John.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see it.
But the Pels are my number one answer. The Pels are the team I'm most excited to watch.
Yeah. I mean, just off the strength of Zion hitting that like windmill in pants, I was like, yeah, give him like 3 max deals. Do whatever you got to do.
And he dents the floor when he jumped. Do you guys know that he dents the floor? Like,
oh, like the parquet buckles a little bit?
Yeah, like, have you guys... Okay, so now I'm a nerd. I pause every time he does, like, he did a standing windmill. Or even when he runs and he jumps, the court dents under him.
That's wild. Like, we've seen players break the backboard. We've never seen them break the floor. That would be wild if he just did a jump stop and went through the bottom of the floor.
I didn't want to bring it up like on Twitter because I didn't want people to think I was like fat shaming, but I was like, that's actually impressive.
No, yeah. I mean, there's actually, when you search it, you can search Zion dunk and then floor auto-filled. And then there are people like doing analysis of it. They're like, is he playing on a squishy court? It's like, no, he's a very dense
all
individual.
Courts are squishy when you are Zion Williamson.
Yeah, exactly. He's not playing on concrete or something.
Right. All right. But well, I also think you should wear pants all season. That's my take. I love Zion and pants, maybe overalls. I think the NBA should make a rule allow him to wear.
Rather than the players wearing like the three-quarter tights.
No, just Zion.
He should just wear
everybody.
Yeah,
else.
No, he should wear just pants on, just straight up trousers underneath the shorts.
Some trousers.
Yeah. Just hitting those windmills like that. I love it. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back and we'll talk some more fun stuff.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
And we're back. And obviously, yes, we wanted to not only talk about the movements that are occurring all across the league, but also the fun things that are happening too. And there was a video that came out recently of our boy, the Ant-Man, Dr. Mark Green from ER, Anthony Edwards, is coming with it. There's this clip. What's the clip from again? Where is this just from his account?
Yeah, yes. I don't know where it was. It was like a social media clip of him just like throwing the football around, and it looks like one of those, were those Powerade commercials where like it'd be like a hidden camera and someone would be like working out and throwing the football outside of the stadium.
Yeah,
like that's kind of what like, it feels like. He's got a cannon. Right. It's pretty impressive.
So, you know, just we love watching players do things that aren't just basketball because you can really, you know, admire how much physical talent they have. And this clip of Anthony Edwards just launching the football casually, like every day I find myself being more in awe of his acting ability, his potential career as a quarterback. This, he's got it all.
Yeah. I mean, that was the thing on him coming into the league. People were like, I mean, he's a great athlete, but he's a football player. Like, he's not going to. And it's like, yeah, he's all of those things. And he's also going to be one of the best players in the NBA.
After his Academy Award winning performance and hustle.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, obviously, you got to give it up. They should just make like a pros versus Joes. And all the pros are just like Anthony Edwards doing random things. Like, football, baseball.
That was, yeah.
Right.
So they were developing a show like that for Steve Nash because he's apparently like great at all sports, can like beat you at tennis with a frying pan. But then like the producers of that show, it was when Shaq was playing for Phoenix, and the producers were like, Shaq's kind of fun, and they made it about Shaq. So there was like one season of an NBA show where pros versus, like, it was called like Man versus Shaq, I think. And it was on ABC, and it was like people competing with Shaq. And it didn't quite make sense because it's not like a thing where you're like, man, I bet Shaq would own me in tennis necessarily. But yeah, I totally agree. That would be a great show.
And Shaq is not fun. Like, Shaq does fun things and he's huge. That's great. But is he fun?
He's not Anthony Edwards fun.
No, he's not Anthony Edwards fun.
Well, no one can be.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's
I mean, maybe a better actor than, I mean, obviously he has a much more storied acting career than Anthony. I mean, hopefully Anthony can have a fraction of the acting career that Shaq has had.
The show was called Shaq Versus. But so this led us to ask the question, you know, what are some of our favorite NBA players doing non-basketball athletic achievements? You know, Steph Curry with the smoothest golf swing that I've ever seen. Like, I've watched professional golf and I'm like, no, they should swing like that. That is a beautiful thing. I think he's
like see Tiger Woods.
I think he's like a good golfer. Like a very good golfer. Like,
wait, hold on. And you said he's the best swing you've seen, and you've seen Charles Barkley, correct?
So apparently I made that same joke and super producer Jabari was like, actually, like, he's improved his swing. So, Jasmine, have you seen what his swing used to look like?
No, and I would prefer if you never showed it to me. But golf is very hard. Like,
yeah, golf is.
I've tried like mini golf and top golf. Although I was drinking both times, it's still hard.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to golfers.
Charles Barkley has one of the has his own form of the golf swing where he just halfway through the swing, he has to like stop.
Just stops
like,
it dead.
Is this the right place to now put all my energy? And then swings through
and
it.
And then swings it. And then apparently he improved it, so it's smooth now. But so Steph Curry was doing a pro-am, which is a thing they do frequently with golf. And which is pros versus amateurs. And somebody asked him if Barkley, with his new and improved swing, was going to place well, and
like
this
the top
was his
seven
answer.
Or something. Yeah,
wanted to ask you about Charles. He's you know, that bet's out there again this year, top 70. Do you think he can do it this year?
No, hell no. Clip that, send it to him, let him play it on every tee box. There's no way he's doing it. So, as much faith as Chuck has had in the Warriors and jump shooting teams winning championships, that's the least amount of. that's the least that's the amount of faith I have in him, you know, hitting the top 70. So
he
love the pettiness.
I love the pettiness of the Warriors. They were for many years, they seemed like above it. They just let Draymond do that for them.
Right.
And now they are all just petty and insufferable. They're like a bunch of Lakers fans out here.
Whoa.
Just being
Whoa! Whoa! You had us nodding along with you till that point.
No, but they're really, really coming with it. I do love it.
Yeah, for sure.
Getting a little too arrogant, but whatever.
I love y'all. There's Jasmine. There's more Lakers fan right there. I don't know about him.
Yeah.
But back to just Ant and Karl Anthony Towns. I just, again, there's this confidence, right, about Anthony Edwards that I think is really, it draws people in. And it's not like in a hyper arrogant way. Like, there's a smile on his face, even though he's saying, like, he's always being very, very confident. And just even after, it was like in response to that clip that Ant posted of him just launching the pigskin, there was a reply in it where Kat was asked about like Ant's own belief in himself. And then this was the answer. And you also get a bit of a reply from Anthony Edwards himself at the end of it.
Ant definitely thinks he's the best shooter.
Who?
Ant.
Ant thinks he's the best baseball player, football player, skier, player. Curler, walker, runner.
Anything with a player behind it, I'm the best in the world.
So it's like a post game
in the world.
It's a post-game press conference, and I think it was around when Carl Anthony Towns was saying, like, he's the best big man shooter of all time, and then somebody was saying, you know, Ant actually thinks he's the best shooter on the team. But I do like that Anthony Edwards was just there, just ready, like, right, in the background of the press conference, be like, actually, so let me be specific here about what I am the best at.
Say it right or keep my name out your mouth. But I think that's the fun part of, like, most people, if they said something like, I'm the best at any sport that ever have as a player behind it, you'd be like, okay, please sit down. You are okay. So arrogant. But, like, again, I don't know. There's something energetically about him where the confidence doesn't feel toxic. Like, he's smiling. So he's almost like being joking. But also, when you see the way, like, how much of an elite athlete he is, you're like, he has to believe that on some level. But there's, like, a healthy quality to his confidence that I really admire.
Yeah, he's lovable. Mm-hmm. He's won a little bit, but not too much.
I think Hall of Fame, like, athletes in other sports are just doing other things. I remember, like, it was a big thing during Iverson's career for people to be like, yeah, but have you seen his high school playoff highlights? And in fact, I guess this hasn't really caught on in the on the modern internet, because when we went to look for them, you could only find them on Facebook.
And I think it was like a page that his aunt was running. No,
like, but it's pretty fun to watch, man. He was the quarterback. He was also, like, you know, played wide out and was, like, getting all sorts of interceptions and, like, laying people out in ways that I was not expecting from Allen Iverson.
Yeah. It's always fun to, like, find out when an athlete in one sport, you're like, they're actually really good at this other thing as well. Because, like, going through it, you got Iverson playing football. The one thing I feel like we see a lot, though, too, is a lot of basketball players who, like, play soccer or soccer adjacent, like Joel Embiid, for example. He loves to, like, juggle the basketball, like, as if, you know, he's not playing basketball, but he's also got, like, a definite, how do you say, level of excitement for it. Because, like, you'll see him go for, like, overhead kicks, like, on a hard floor, and you're like, sir, you are too big to be doing stuff like this.
Yeah. He's pretty good at juggling, though, which is pretty wild. I mean, his footwork is legendary, and, I mean, it is probably what makes him the best big man in the history of the NBA, but I don't know. Is there any Sixers bias showing through that my two answers are both Sixers greats?
Check out this guy too, Allen Iverson. Huh. I don't know. Check it out. Maybe he could be. Oh wow, he's pretty good, huh? It sounds pretty good.
You gotta branch out from the Sixers fandom. You'll be much happier.
I know. Oh, believe me, I said, like, towards the end of the Heat series, I was like, just put us out of our misery, please. Just end
this. We were all saying that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just change the channel on us forever.
Yeah. There was also a good, I guess it was Inside the NBA segment where they had everybody compete, like, try and do penalty kicks. And Shaq was, like, just destroying the ball, which, you know, not surprising. One of the strongest humans ever.
For someone with the podiatry issues, well, I don't know, foot issues that
that's
he has,
word.
to see someone kick toe kick a ball with that energy, I was like, Shaq, your big toenails are gonna blow off kicking it like that.
Yeah, the goalie unfortunately did lose an arm. Trying to stop one of his but Shaq at least was, like, the ball was heading in the right direction. He was missing it by a couple feet. Charles Barkley brought all of the elegance of his golf swing to soccer.
Yeah, aggressive style. That's how we know Chuck. You know, he's not a finesse guy. So when he boots the ball, you better.
Ernie had really nice placement, actually, but Chris Webber had the best.
Chris Webber hit a deceptive penalty. He made his body look like the ball was going right, and then he went left with it. Mm-hmm. Which,
not Kenny, just Chris Webber.
Kenny Frey, though.
Wow.
Kenny is, I think it's also, like, it's kind of a prank on American athletes when they have, like, American athletes kick a soccer ball, because not many people are growing up doing that. It's the same way, like, when you see, like, in Europe, someone try and throw a ball, and Americans are like, where was your father? Like, people throw a ball, like, wacky stuff.
Yeah.
Like, can't even do a chest pass? What's going on?
Nothing has reminded me how unnatural the throwing form is more than, like, trying to throw a baseball with my Turkish friend in high school, and like he had never thrown a ball, and I was like, oh man, that is
whoa.
But that is actually what watching Kenny the Jet try and kick this soccer ball reminded me of. It wasn't that like he looked like he had never kicked a ball, it's that he had like never even heard that people did that, or like right. had watched someone else do it before,
right? Because yeah. it wasn't even like the idea of like what your body should look like when you kick a ball.
No,
you know yeah. what I mean. Yeah, but yeah. hey, it is what it is. Okay, so if there is anybody like any non NBA player you would like to see compete in a single game, if we go the other way, are there any athletes that you would look at from other sports and say, you know what, maybe?
Oh, Usain Bolt, checking him like out. Running the break, Usain Bolt.
No,
he's tried that with soccer and it's not worked out at all for him, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Okay, I got you. And there's no secondary answer. Myles Garrett, this man, I know what you're thinking. He's built like a house, but dominant post player. He's got a fire outside shot. He can jump, catch lobs, not feeling.
He's... Oh, so you're bringing actual knowledge to this. Okay. All right. Yeah. If you want to cheat like that, that's fine.
Everybody knows Myles Garrett, like, he's a pretty decent basketball player. Like, he's the Anthony Edwards of the NFL, if you will. Just very multi-talented.
Okay. That's, I like this. You know, I'll always support a fellow Myles G.
With Myles Garrett. You can say it. I thought everybody knew that.
No, I believe it. I mean, watching him play football, even though it's like not necessarily like what he does is not a finesse position, just going up against the best athletes in the world, trying everything they can to stop him, and they cannot.
Like, I mean, oh, there's this clip of him just putting in work at the Celebrity All-Star game.
And he was at a pickup game doing the same thing. Like, I'm telling you.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah, this does remind me of myself. That's, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He just picked robbed Machine Gun Kelly and windmilled it!
All right, so we're not going to be able to use the audio, so let's just... All right. We just watched the Myles Garrett clip.
Yo!
Beyond reminding me of myself, it was pretty impressive, I will say. If you're into that sort of thing.
Myles, you're good.
That was the best clip I've ever seen, because it was like, I was like, okay, Jasmine probably knows. I'm sure he can ball. The first clip looked like a big man who's 6'4", who, because of their height, was like, watch me just dunk this. I'm like, okay, I'll give you that one. The second one, on the break, catches it, puts it on the floor once, cocks it back, throws it down. I said, oh, okay, it's getting nice. Then he just did a strong arm robbery of Machine Gun Kelly, like at, like, it's like at pocket. The top of the key. Yeah. And then windmilled it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That gets a full Kool-Aid man from me. Oh, yeah.
That gets a full, oh, yeah, from your boy.
Wow.
From one Myles G to another. Game recognized game.
I'm here for your answers. They're not going to be as good as mine, but
no.
I did hear somebody once say that they saw... Is it Mike Powell, the guy who, like, I think still holds the long jump record? Saw him, like, working out in Portland, and Mike Powell was, like, dunking from beyond the free throw line, like, easily.
So, like, yeah, see, I like that.
I think I have, like, a track athlete bias, but I, like, when you watch somebody who can just do what they do, it does make you wonder.
Because, oh, wait, who is also, that's right, Jabari is like, yes, the dunk contest with Dion.
Oh, somebody's dad is in that. Is it Mike Connolly?
Yeah.
Okay. That was a fire dunk contest.
Yeah, hold on. Now we get...
He's creative. He's innovative with his dunk. He believes also that he can break the record in a long jump of Bob Beamon.
Here's Mike Powell.
29 feet, 2.5 inches. And this is the reason why. He took off near mid-court and he knocked it down. I'll tell you, he's a high riser, baby. He's jumping up and away, man.
I think we can call that boosties, right?
I mean, all right, it's a little disappointing.
Wow.
Sorry, no. What? Him rocking the cradle? Like,
the cradle. It's a good dunk. I do just want to see him. So his world record is 30 feet. He dunked it from, or he jumped 29 feet 3.25. So that's me. Like, the free throw, or the three-point line of, like, the standard top of the key is... much less than that. So I'm just picking.
Regina Tommy looks a little bit worried, but
okay,
she
hold
really
on. This is the one
be.
Where he started at the opposite end of the court.
We've already stated only a 10.
This is from 93. Powell versus Conley. He's starting at the back. Okay, it's ASU.
Is he going to do it? Can he do it? Yes, he does. An outstanding.
Wow. Okay. That was pretty. That was good. It wasn't quite Michael level, but it almost, I think it because it felt too casual.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
He didn't have any trouble getting to the rim. He was like, yep, here you go.
You gotta sell
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But that's,
and also Michael's
okay,
six,
I like that.
Six. And that dude was not, that wasn't Mike Powell, I don't think. That was whoever he was going against, but.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. I don't, whoever told me that Michael Powell story lied to me, and.
Oh, here's Mike Powell. Okay, Jack, here. Oh, no, he didn't make it. Jack, we just did we just bust a myth on the show?
I think so, man.
That's how trying to show me this dumb. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So that's my pick. Long jumper extraordinaire could almost dunk from the free throw line.
Oh, man. I think now I'm just going to be searching Miles Garrett basketball clips nonstop. Honestly, there was nothing. There's just something to me about being like, yeah, sure, this guy's a hooper. And then. I just like bodying Machine Gun Kelly and then transition to a windmill. I'm like, that's the culture.
We've always
like
said nobody
right
can pick Machine Gun Kelly's pocket. You've always said that.
Nope. You think, I said nobody.
Not, yeah, show me somebody who can pick Machine Gun Kelly's pocket.
Exactly. They called him pocketless because he was impossible to pick his pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And now
oh,
look at him.
Nice.
Ugh. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back and we'll close out with our favorite segment, the rapid fire round of questions after this.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Restriction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com, CYMBIOTIKA.com.
And we're back. And to close out the show, like we always do, we got to hit up Jasmine for the rapid fire round of questions. Now, Jasmine, we are going to hit you with a few questions. Don't think too much about it. Just reflexively give your answer. We don't like to ruminate on anything. This is a very rapid, quick segment. So, you know, just be very conscious of that as you give your answers. Okay?
Got you.
So
I was a lightning round queen. I'm ready.
Okay, fantastic. Then I hope you're ready for us because we are lightning quick as the question askers. Start the clock. Here we go. Question number the one. John Morant was recently asked about playing Jordan. Okay, let me try that again. John Morant was recently asked about playing in Jordan's era and said he would have cooked him too. Are there any players from the 90s you would compare to Ja?
Anthony Hardaway.
Okay.
All right. Interesting.
Is there a player from today that you think would absolutely dominate in the 90s? All of them? That's my pick.
Jack, let us ask the questions here.
Okay. Maybe LeBron, but nobody is cooking like Michael Jordan. So that's
you don't think LeBron would have cooked Michael Jordan?
He would have got some points up. He would have. Yeah,
all right. I think that's the thing. It's like you might get a couple nice moments, but a properly cooked rating?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? All right, I'm sorry. Rapid fire.
Next 5 years, you can have one of these players as your franchise guy. Giannis, Joker, Luka, Ja. And then that's only four guys. But that's what you said. Four guys, 5 years. You can, all right.
Yes.
All right. So next 5 years, any one of those players. Giannis, Joker, Luka, Ja.
Joker.
Giannis.
Okay. Okay.
What is it about Giannis?
What is it
about?
how rapid are these questions?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. Yes, rapid.
What is
rapid.
It about Giannis? Hell yeah.
Rapid fire. Yes, here we go. 96 Bulls versus the 2022 Warriors in a game. What is happening? Game 7 situation. Who is ending up on top?
Bulls win by 4.
Wow. Four. The specificity. Love it. Now, I am generally of the opinion that you are wrong about that. But like, I'm generally of the opinion that like today the league keeps getting better almost every year. But I do think Jordan would find a way to put them on top by 4.
Look at us.
Maybe even 5. I don't know.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
Well, then what's the spread? And are they covering the spread?
I think it's 4.5.
I guess just to kind of expand.
Oh. Well, don't ask me no betting questions. I have not won anything yet. That's why I'm glad I'm moving to California where you cannot bet. So.
All right. Which players are you predicting to have a bounce back year 2022, 2023?
Russell Westbrook. Next question.
Wow.
Boom.
No, clever. No. I will be accepting no follow-up questions on that answer. Thank you.
What is it about Russell? I think that we can turn around. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm getting distracted. Which teams will be your NBA League Pass squads outside of your own team? Who are you keeping an eye on?
Oh.
Zion?
No. Grizzlies.
Yeah. Ah.
Okay.
What is it about the Grizzlies?
In and Out or Shake Shack?
In and Out.
Okay. I was going to say, what is it about In and Out? But I'm from here, so I already know.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the salt on the meat.
You get it.
That's what it is. It's exactly what it is.
Even if you add, like, because In-N-Out is good for the money, but you really think it's better than Shake Shack?
Okay, well, look, what is it about Shake Shack?
You see, these questions are not as rapid as you guys had planned.
Okay, Jasmine, what happened was we were going to get to another question, but then you had to bring up that these weren't rapid, and now I have to defend the honor of the rapid-fire questions, and we're only extending the bit. Okay. Going on, speaking of our squad, can we get a prediction on the amount of wins for next year's Lakers?
Oh, man.
What do we think? 45, 50, 60, 70, 80.
50.
80 and 2.
57. And then do the math from there.
Wow. Okay. I like that.
Okay.
I think that's fair, culture. Right?
I just wish you hadn't already said, don't talk to me about betting. Because I would love to get into
involved. Oh, I used to do first basket parlays. Like, and I would parlay all that and lost every time. Even Nick Wright said, oh, if you ever went on a first basket parlay, like, write down what you would have bet and I will pay you that money to show you you will never win. And he was correct. So.
All right. Favorite meal in LA?
Sushi? Do I have to get specific?
Okay. Well, if you want to.
I like this place, Sushi Inya.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And favorite meal in Atlanta?
Ooh, Magic City lemon pepper wings, wet.
Hey.
Wow.
Wow. I still haven't had the lemon pepper wings in Magic City. Ah. My blood type is lemon pepper.
You got, is there good lemon pepper wings in LA?
No, not like how it'd be in like,
well, like nothing in, like would in Atlanta. Be.
Right. Yeah. All we got is like Wingstop, and then
yeah, I was
going to
say,
like,
I have this place by my place, Wingstop. It's pretty good. You should try that.
You know, Rick Ross is heavy into it, so.
I would take a good, like, lemon pepper dry rub if it's, excuse me, really good. So,
yeah.
I'll take all recommendations, but not Wingstop, because they overtook them. So.
Yeah.
Well, Jasmine Watkins, you have made it through our rapid fire round. You have managed to like just dodge between the raindrops, just bullet time through the speediness of our minds.
Yes.
Yeah, but thank you so much. This was so fun.
Jasmine, where can people, you know more about what you do, find you or follow you and check out your work?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter at Jasmine L. Watkins. Maybe on Instagram at the Jasmine L. Watkins. And LinkedIn, which is apparently like the new Tinder for working adults. But don't hit me up on that. That's not what I'm there for. Sorry.
Only if you got work. then holler at me.
Can't just see the DMs. They're crazy. Okay.
Yeah, I was. LinkedIn messages are like a whole. That could be a whole other podcast where I go. I'm like, what happened here in the last 2 months?
Where did we go wrong?
Well, thanks so much again, Jasmine, for joining us. And that has been another edition of Miles.
Jack got
Mad Boosties. That was pretty good.
Nailed.
That was great.
See you next time. Later.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.